Plans for a new state ferry in Alaska have hit a potentially serious roadblock. State transportation officials this week said they were told they cannot use federal money for the vessel. KFSK's Matt Lichtenstein reports.
The new ferry is estimated to cost about $120 million. State lawmakers appropriated half the money, and the federal government had approved the other half. But it turns out the state might not be able to use that federal money for the new vessel. Alaska Deputy Transportation Commissioner Jim Beadle gave a brief update on the issue to the Southeast Conference, a meeting of Southeast leaders in Petersburg. As Beadle explained it, the legislature's intent for the money conflicts with federal law.
They wanted an Alaska preference given to an Alaska shipyard. That is illegal to do if you're using federal money.
So this summer, the State Department of Transportation asked the Federal Highway Administration whether a bidder preference would be allowed if the state went ahead and gave up its federal funding. The Highway Administration's subsequent review led to another problem. The Federal Highway Administration told the state in mid-August that the environmental review for the project was invalid and failed to provide the necessary clearance. The review is required under the National Environmental Policy Act.
So they have notified us we don't have a project, and they've asked for the design money back.
The state could still use federal funding if it satisfies the environmental requirements. However, it would not be able to have a bid preference for in-state shipbuilders. State Senator Bert Stedman of Sitka thinks Alaska would be better off using its own money to build ferries with an Alaskan preference. Stedman suggested Alaska could still use the federal money for road projects in the rail belt while using state general funds for the Alaska-class ferry. Stedman, who co-chairs the Senate Finance Committee, says he's been discussing the issue with other lawmakers in the Parnell administration for a while. $60 million is a little less than half of what Southeast Alaska received in state capital money this past year. As for whether Alaska can afford spending another $60 million for a new ferry, Stedman has no doubts.
My response is we can't get within $60 million of our revenue forecast. We're dealing in billions. This is no big issue whatsoever for the state. We could put that in, pay for it, and actually we could fund another ferry if we decided to do it.
The new single-hull vessel would be 350 feet long and carry up to 500 passengers and about 70 vehicles. In Petersburg, I'm Matt Lichtenstein.